is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what softened the cattle markets today?
Well, I think our buying dried up that we had been depending on most of this week. We yet have seen any cash cattle trade out of the feed yard. That did not help. And after seeing a record high box beef price yesterday for the choice, today we was down $2 and a nickel on the choice, down 79 on selects, moved 68 loads. We did see an estimated cattle kill today of 111,000 head, and our weekly kill today came in at 569,000. Other than that, fairly quiet. We did manage to bounce off the lows of the session, even though we closed negative. June cattle were down $1.27. August live cattle also down $1.27 today. May feeders were down 25 cents. August feeders down 55 cents. And the June lean hogs closed 60 cents lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
From the rolling prairie to the piney woods and everywhere in between, a Mueller metal roof is always right at home. Our variety of panel styles and color choices complement your natural landscape, providing both outstanding beauty and protection to your home. And wouldn't you love to have a worry-free roof overhead? With a 30-year limited paint warranty, our energy-efficient coatings will provide a fresh and vibrant look for decades. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com to view our photo gallery and take advantage of the interactive color selector tool to help you decide which panel and color style best suits your style of home. Remember, every Mueller roof is made by Mueller in one of our three manufacturing facilities. And with 29 sales locations across the Southwest, Mueller is always ready to deliver friendly, personal service before, during, and after your purchase. Call us today at 877-2-MUELLER or stop by and see us soon to make a Mueller metal roof part of your natural scenery. That's 877-268-3553.
Tom, what happened in the grain markets?
Well, Leslie, it was disappointing today, as I think a lot of people was hoping to see more carry through to the upside after 30-some cent gains took place yesterday in the wheat in both Kansas City and Chicago. We did manage to trade a little higher in the early part of the session, but after that, we went negative in the wheat. We also saw corn and soybeans go from positive to negative trade, and everything closed negative today. We really lacked any fresh news out here to get the markets excited, so it pretty much was a negative note across the board. Our July Kansas City wheat was down a penny and a half on the close. September down a penny and three quarters. July Chicago wheat was 3.25 cents lower. July corn was down 2.5 cents, with the December new crop corn down 2 cents. July soybeans were 3.75 cents lower, with November beans down 2.5 cents. But the July cotton did manage to close 31 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.